Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
With all the issues of sexual allegation coming out of Hollywood, there's a lot of sexualization of the children that's also taking place. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom with our very special guest, Elizabeth Johnston, who is also known as the Activist Mommy. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, the interesting thing is that someone posted on their Facebook a photograph as they were going through a checkout counter. On the one hand, there was a magazine, a well-known magazine, having Hugh Hefner on the front, lauding him as some kind of bastion of civil rights. And on the other magazine, it had Harvey Weinstein on the front. And if you don't see a connection between those two, side by side especially, you're blind. And if you don't see a connection with what's going on in Hollywood between sexualization with Hugh Hefner and going back even before him to Alfred Kinsey, who was the person who started all of this sexualization of individuals from birth, you're blind. But that's what's happening today, and it ultimately manifests itself in the situations and the scandals that are not just on Harvey Weinstein, but so many other people out in Hollywood, not just in Hollywood, but around the world as well, and particularly with our children. And Elizabeth Johnston is joining us on Faith and Freedom, also known as the Activist Mommy. Elizabeth, you have 10 children, and you have a real passion for children and families and understand what's going on with the sexualization of our children today.
Hi, Matt and Holly. Thank you so much for having me on. Yes, obviously, being the mother of 10 children, I am passionate about this. And there is an agenda afoot, a very intentional agenda, to sexualize our children through culture, through entertainment, Hollywood, through the public schools, through the organizations that our children are members of, and it is quite alarming, and it's something that really I spend quite a large amount of my time exposing.
Well, there was an Iowa church that you pointed out that actually hosted, this is a church, that hosted a drag-o-ween, Halloween drag queen party to celebrate homosexuality?
Wow.
Right. A very liberal church pastored by a lesbian woman had a drag queen party called Drag-a-ween for LGBT youth. And we exposed this with an article and gave them biblical admonition, what they should be teaching the youth of today's culture. And they received a lot of biblical admonition from all over the world, so much so that the Des Moines Register even wrote an article about the Activist Mommy's followers, commenting that we were obviously had a lot to say, and they were, you know, wanting to shut us down or make it look like we were bullying the church, and we weren't at all. We just simply went to their, you know, Facebook page and exhorted them on what the Word of God says that these youth need to be told. These youth need to be told, you know, to embrace their God-given identity and to repent of their sin and their lust. And it was really neat to see the people that do follow my page be so passionate about this and so gravely concerned about what this church was teaching its youth group. And boy, it really stirred up steak.
You know, speaking of teaching, Elizabeth, and you as a mom, you would think that schools would be a place that you could send your kids off and feel comfortable that they're actually learning the basics, the reading, writing, arithmetic, and that kind of thing that we learned growing up. But nowadays, it seems like the doors are opening for these teachers to push the LGBT agenda on these kids.
Right. Right. And I mean, this case where we were just discussing in Iowa, this is not even a public school. This is a church, Holly.
Right.
This is the place where we're supposed to know that when we send our kids there, that they are receiving biblical instruction and they are saying homosexuality is okay. Obviously apostate. But as far as the schools, yes, our tax dollars go to fund these schools, and a transgender second grade substitute teacher is being allowed to teach in Indiana. second grade.
That's crazy.
The children were trying to give the teacher a cough drop because her voice was so low.
Because she's a man, right?
Right, because she's a man dressed like a woman with female hair, claiming to be a woman. And the comment, she even made the comment, the teacher in class, something to the effect of, if you identify as a marshmallow, then let's talk.
A marshmallow?
I guess she was trying to say.
That's the next logical step. You want to be a marshmallow, you can be a marshmallow.
Exactly. And we have people marrying inanimate objects, people marrying computers, people marrying
people
themselves.
Want to identify as lizards and parrots, and they actually go through plastic surgery to make themselves look like that.
I saw a ceremony recently where a bunch of people married themselves, and I'm like, how in the world?
Yeah. Well, Disney now features a 13-year-old homosexual character coming out on the show for the very first time. You have Disney really pushing this envelope, so much different than what the Disney of old used to be, where you used to have these cartoon characters that literally you could be endeared to throughout childhood all the way through adulthood. And now it's using this platform to push a very radical agenda.
Well, that's what Walt Disney started as, a family park. He would just be appalled to see where it's gone.
Right. And I can't emphasize enough to parents that if you do not know at every moment and have the devices in your home and in your child's possession locked down appropriately so that you can know and there is accountability for what your children are partaking of on social media with their entertainment, if you do not have that taken care of, please do not let the day pass before you have taken care of that. In our family, we use Covenant Eyes. And in Covenant Eyes, not only do I receive an email every day informing me if anyone in my home tried to access something that Covenant Eyes blocked, but you can also go in and block anything in particular. If you wanted to block Disney.com, for instance, or Netflix, you can block that. And you can prevent your child from downloading any new apps without you putting in your passcode to do that for them. This is critical, folks.
Covenant Eyes is what you call it?
Yes, Covenant Eyes is what I use. But listen, our kids are carrying pornography in their pocket 24/7. Do you seriously think that your child that you think is pure as the driven snow is not partaking in this pornography right now?
Well, in fact, even if they're not, sometimes what ultimately happens is they may be around somebody who is and they get exposed to it.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, they're being targeted through various kinds of ads and so forth, and they're being drawn into it even if they didn't intend to go there. So, this years ago used to have to go to a store, and these magazines were behind. They were not on the front shelf. You had to put them behind brown paper bags, and you had to have an intentional act to go out. And it would be embarrassing for most people to do that in front of someone else. Now you've got the smartphones, and anywhere you are in the world, you can access this information and this pornography. Judith Reisman has research that she's done with a neurologist and have done brain mapping showing that these images, when children see these sexual images, it literally brands it into their brain. It does a chemical brain change, especially
brain,
it has an impact on young brains more so than even on older developed brains. One of the things you talked about is Covenant Eyes. What are other things that you can do as a parent? Just in 15 seconds, we'll have some more talk about how you can actually be involved and address these issues. But what would you do as a parent?
Well, I tell you, as a parent, I would say pray about homeschooling your children as well, because they're passing the pornography around the school as well, and your children are getting exposed to it at younger and younger ages, and your kids are smarter than you are at technology, and so I am honored to homeschool our 10 children and to protect them from the sexualization of our culture in that way.
And what's your main website so everyone can follow your other social media platforms?
ActivistMommy.com.
ActivistMommy.com. Go to ActivistMommy.com. You can there learn about Elizabeth Johnston, the Activist Mommy, and also go to some of her other social media platforms, Facebook and other social media as well. For more information, you can also go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.